You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington this Monday. The state of Georgia is expanding the criteria for who can get a test for coronavirus. During a press conference this afternoon, Governor Brian Kemp announced symptomatic critical workers and asymptomatic people who've been exposed to the virus are now eligible to be tested. The governor reminded Georgians they can't show up without notice to hospitals or other healthcare facilities for tests. They must call ahead to request an appointment. The state is also partnering with a private company to bring up to 500 additional medical workers into the state. Kemp says he remains focused on increasing access to testing, preparing for a possible surge in patients, and protecting the vulnerable in places like long-term care facilities. Governor Kemp has also declared a state of emergency after tornadoes and thunderstorms moved through parts of the state overnight. At least six people in Georgia lost their lives during the storms. One person was killed when a large tree crashed onto a house in Bartow County. Dwayne Jamison is Bartow County's Emergency Management Agency director. He says they're partnering with the Red Cross to get people without housing into hotels to maintain social distancing.
Of course, the storms are something a little bit extraordinary anyway, but this is definitely different having to deal with the coronavirus issues along with the severe storms.
Five people were killed with multiple people injured in Murray County, about 90 miles northwest of Atlanta. A tornado also touched down near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. Laboratories across the country are racing to create a viable test that can confirm someone has been infected by and fought off coronavirus. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, Emory Healthcare believes their antibody test is on a fast track.
Emory has come up with a test that detects signs the immune system has fought off coronavirus, signs known as coronavirus antibodies. For now, the test, which requires drawing a small vial of blood, is only for patients and workers in the Emory healthcare system. But Dr. Anish Mehta of the Emory University School of Medicine says he expects the test to be rolled out more widely by summer as tracing the path of the coronavirus continues. Mehta also says collected antibodies could become medicine.
I do believe antibodies are a very good potential option for therapy, and we hope to have good data and potentially a good therapy in the next several weeks.
Mehta says he hopes any potential shortages in the chemicals needed for the test will be short-lived. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Hundreds of Georgians have died as a result of COVID-19. Many families are not gathering for funerals.
When you do hear about the situation that she's now gone, your family and friends cannot come together. Once again, that's another challenge.
A brother and sister are sharing the pain of losing family members during the coronavirus pandemic. You can hear their story online at gpb.org/virus. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.